Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Ziglar Certified Ziglar Master Coach, with my friend and client and the first person who I've coached from across the pond in England. Janine, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, David. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm glad you made time to have a little chat with me today. I am, as always, I'm blessed and highly favored. So it's going to be a good time today. So if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and jump right into it. What's one thing on your mind that if you had the answer to, would change everything for you?
I really struggle getting clients, and I need the income, and I'm very good at helping people. I always get the first call and maybe the second, but I can't seem to get any further than that. So it's a struggle for me.
Okay. So when you mean it, you can't get past, say, the first or second call, what does that mean?
Okay. So for me, I know when I know intellectually not to be attached to money. And I know intellectually that all the things I shouldn't be thinking, but deep down on that second call, when I come to my proposal, I just crumble. I crumble into, I'll say my figures, I rush for it because I feel uncomfortable. And no matter how much I practice, I know what to say and how to say it. In that moment, I'm just a mess.
Okay. And what do you think the cause of that is?
I know it's all in my head. I'm thinking, I'm thinking, well, you know, I've really helped them and they're really happy. Why would they want to pay for any more? What else have they got? So I'm doubting in my mind. I know I can help them, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I am doubting that. Actually, can I help them? Can I help them any more than I've helped them already? I think that's a big concern for me. Although I do continually help people, I just think, can I do that? And I doubt myself. I doubt myself. And I think, oh, they probably haven't got the money, even though I should be thinking about whether they could afford it or not. All the things I've learned that it doesn't matter if they say no, it could be a not yet. All the things I know intellectually, I still can't help but have those feelings. And I suppose a bit of imposter syndrome, I think I have. And yeah, just worried I can't help them.
Okay, so if you've helped them on the call, wouldn't it make sense that you could help them on further calls?
Yeah, of course. But some people kind of, when I'm speaking to them, they say, yeah, I've just got two problems. And then I've helped them with that. And they're like, yeah, I'm good now. And I know that's not true. I know that everyone has challenges coming up. But I'm not very good at, I'm not very good at getting beneath the surface. So I can help them with the shadow stuff, but getting deeper and deeper, I don't feel I ask the right questions.
Okay, well, all questions get you is info. So if you ask a question and it doesn't get what the answer that they want or you want, what if you just ask a different question?
Sometimes I get stuck. I just go blank. I can't think of anything. And then I'm like, I feel like I'm scrambling. Like I'm kind of, and I might say to them, oh, well, tell me more about, you know, I heard this, you said this, tell me more about that. And sometimes that will work. But when it doesn't, I find it, I feel like I'm a bit like a rabbit in headlights, like not sure where to go from there.
Okay. So is it when you're making a proposal to someone after you've served them and, you know, they've seen the benefits or experienced benefits of, you know, working with you, is it you think you don't know enough? Is it you don't know if you can help them? Or is it you don't believe in the number that you're telling them?
I do believe the number. I think I'm worth that because I know I help them, but I worry that because I've helped them to an extent, I can't help them anymore. That it might fizzle out.
Is that true?
I don't know because I've never been further than those two calls.
No, I mean, is it true that in your heart of hearts, you think after an hour call, you can help them with nothing else in their life, regardless of what they bring to you? You can't, you're done. That's all you got is an hour.
No, it's not true. When you put it like that.
Okay. So I've heard a story, you might have heard this, but if you have heard it, you're going to hear it again, because I think it's relevant. You know, there's a guy we both know and or know of, and he got fired from his job and he went to Thailand to basically lick his wounds and have a pity party for himself. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a pity party, but a lot of people don't come to a pity party, and those that do don't bring any presents. Okay. The guy was having a pity party and he got into yoga, and he was going to start become a yoga master or whatever it's called. And he went up to the yoga instructor, master or whatever, and said, I don't know enough about yoga to coach people as an instructor. And the yoga master told him, some people want a yoga instructor who can put their ankles behind their ears. And some want a yoga instructor who's just a little bit further down the road than they are. Okay. So the fact that in your head, you think, I've served them powerfully for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever the call's amount is. There's nothing on this planet they can bring to me that I can help them with. They are now complete as they adjust their halo from leaving the call with you. Right? Now, we know each other a little bit because, I mean, we work together, but doesn't that frankly sound a little ridiculous? Like, there's nothing else they can bring you, and they're never going to have any challenges. They're never going to get laid off. They're going to have the picture perfect marriage. Their kids are going to be model citizens, never get into a lick of trouble. And and they're just going to be printing money in the back of their house legally.
Yeah.
And all their family relationships are glorious. They have the greatest family who's ever walked the face of the planet. their financials are, I mean, would make Richard Branson blush. They work 15 minutes a day. They go to the golf course or the yacht club or the hunting club or wherever they go, the knitting club. And their career, they couldn't dream up a better job than they have. And their mental life, oh, I mean, not even a hint of negative thoughts. Spiritual life, oh yeah, they got that on lock, no problem. Oh, and they also, their wife is on the cover of the swimsuit issue for Sports Illustrated, and the guy is on the cover of Muscle and Fitness or Men's Health the same month. And they eat a perfect diet, and they sleep 7.5 hours a day like a baby. I mean, come on.
Okay, I get it.
So now that might be a little slight exaggeration, but...
Can I meet them?
I want to. 10% for your manager, you know? Okay, let me just manage these things for you. 10% is fine for me. But the fact that you're in your head about, can I help this person? Mm-hmm. I think we've established that you 100% can. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, though, you say you believe in your number, but do you believe in your number? There's a difference in having your number up here and having your number in here saying, I know the value that this, let me give you an example, because I know you're, you know, the leading or one of the leading driving instructors in the UK. When you have your students, which apparently is really, really difficult to pass your driving test in the UK, but you're an expert in helping those people because you keep working with them until they pass. But most times, from what I've heard in the couple months we've known each other, whenever you start working with someone, they pass the first time. You told me 2 weeks ago that one of your students was all in her head and you gave her a coaching session, got all those cobwebs put away, and then she drove like a freaking F1 driver the next lesson and passed her test with flying colors first go. But whenever you state your fees for your driving instruction or classes, packages, my guess is you state it confidently because you can look back at all your track record of like, hey, I did this. But if you think back to whenever the very first time you did you made a proposal for someone to work with you on the driving, my guess is you were a little bit timid.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't know if somebody would actually pay you for this.
Yeah. I remember feeling really a bit stuttery and weak. Like now I just say, it's that, take it or leave it. I don't care because I know there's someone around the corner with my driving.
Okay. So you just said the key. What did you just say? Hey, this is the number, take it or leave it. I don't care because someone else is next.
Yeah. And
Hold on. Listen. You said with your driving coaching practice or drive instruction practice, whatever it's called, you said this is the number, take it or leave it, because I know there's somebody else lined up behind you.
I did.
Take it or leave it, someone else lined up behind you. So you're not attached to the outcome.
I get it. But I think that's years of experience of working and getting that confidence.
Oh, I'm not saying that it doesn't take time to get to that spot, but you can take the same mental attitude to the coaching. Mm-hmm. Where if you stated your fee or investment for the coaching packet, not driving, like actual coaching, like you say it for the driving, then you're not attached to the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't come across as needy, or you're like, oh, I really, really need this client because I've got rent to pay or whatever. But you know, with your driving, the next person walking down the street who's of age, who's, you know, you probably don't have too many people who are 70 years old and getting their driver's license, but it's possible. But if you had that same attitude of they're going to hire me or they don't, I know the value in it. And if they want to pass this test, they'd be a fool not to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took that same mindset towards your coaching, they would be a fool. They've done this much progress in an hour. What if we spent 25 hours together? Then what would happen? I mean, they would be an utter idiot not to hire me. Or let me see if I can channel my inner UK lingo. They'd be a bloody idiot if they didn't hire me, because clearly I've already helped them and they've told me this benefit just in the short time. So if you take that time further,
yeah.
I mean, they would literally be an idiot to not hire me.
Yes, a bloody idiot.
A bloody idiot, exactly. But that's the same kind of attitude that you have with your driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're one of the best in the UK, because you've got a client list out the door with a wait list. Well, the power went out at the end of that call with Janine. And it was, I think it was too good. And we were basically done. I think it was too good to do it again. So, hey, sometimes things happen. And, you know, one of my missions in life, and I heard from somebody else, B+ work is good enough to get started. You can always tweak it later. Okay. And that was definitely better than B+ work. And the key takeaway for me from that is most of the stuff we worry and think about is not reality. It's just in our own head. So I hope that was valuable for you. Again, we were about done anyway, but the power went out. So what are you going to do? But I hope you still found value in it. And just remember, you know, you can always find someone to help. It doesn't matter if you think you're worthy or you're not smart enough or good enough or tall enough or thin enough or whatever, because it ultimately doesn't matter, because you're trying to get into their world and see if they can help them out. A couple of things people need to know to do business with you. First off, they only do business with people they know, like, and trust. Second off, they don't care about your certifications or where you went to school or who your mom or your daddy was. The only thing people think about is, do I like this person? Do they get me, or do they understand me, or do they see me? Do I feel heard, and can they help? Can you help me? That's all that people are concerned about. So again, sorry for the technical delay, but I can't control the weather and things happen. So we will hopefully be back next week with a full episode that doesn't get cut short by lightning. Okay, y'all have a great day and we'll talk to you soon.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.